This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado higher education leaders say without more money from the state, they'll have to raise tuition. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
15 college leaders made the plea in a letter to members of the legislature's main budget committee. Governor Jared Polis has proposed a record amount for colleges in his budget, but leaders say they need three times that to cover minimum operating costs. They said years of stagnant public investment threatens their ability to keep education affordable and meet workforce demands. For example, more than half of Colorado's nurses are educated out of state because there isn't the infrastructure to educate the number of nurses needed. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Longtime Denver sports broadcaster Les Shapiro has died following a battle with lung cancer. Shapiro worked for Denver's Channel 4 during the 1980s and 90s and covered some of the biggest sporting events during that time. He was 65. More than $7 million in American Rescue Plan Act funding has been distributed by the city of Pueblo so far. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Programs providing food relief as well as services for youth and people experiencing homelessness were among the 28 projects selected from some 200 applications. $2 million was allocated to help expand a wastewater line, and more than $1 million was used for premium pay to police and fire employees. The city expects the second half of its $36.7 million in federal funds in May. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Denver police are investigating a shooting on Capitol Hill that happened over the weekend and left two people dead. The shooting happened near Colfax and Ogden, near the Ogden Theater. No other details have been released. This is CPR News and KRCC. This hour, we're listening to The Takeaway. Thank you for joining us, and I hope you're prepared for snow across the Front Range tomorrow.